And 8KBB statewide 5-1 mobile for about 5 minutes. Heading to work. 10-8KBP and 5-1 mobile.
Hello, N8KPP, KF8S. I just happen to have my radio in scan.
Hey, what's happening? Just going to lunch, actually. From the office, lunch, and nobody answered me on the analog channel, so I figured I'd say hello on the digital world.
Yeah, I heard you over there, and then I heard you over here, so I thought I'd come back to you. I got to run some meeting in about 5 minutes, but I figure, we need to have the electrons and stuff working on the DMR side, so here we go.
Very good. I got to update your call sign, too, on the thing. It shows an old 2x2 or something like that on my display. So I'm going to have to fix that. So, yeah, I just got this little short 4 mile drive home, so that's good. We'll be able to separate in the nick of time. So how's everything going? I had a busy weekend, so I didn't have much time for any radioing, but things are finally starting to get caught up a little bit. So family, birthdays, driving, Kalamazoo, Lansing. So I rolled on a lot of miles these past couple weeks.
Yeah, not much really to say. I was dealing with my mom passed away on the 6th. Yes, I can't even say the word. December 6th, how about that? And so last week we were doing all the funeral, the stuff that you have to do for all the arrangements. And that finally ended on Saturday, so I'm anxious to get back to somewhat normal situation. I gotta check out on my dad every once in a while, make sure he's doing okay. But so you didn't miss much.
Yeah. Well, I usually leave it on 5-1 and tell it to do that IPsec thing when I go over that way. It works quite a ways. It almost works past Battle Creek a little bit and then it drops off. There's a small digital repeater in Kalamazoo that's got only an effective range of about 20 some miles, and I saw that there was a couple other ones over there in the Lansing area that I hit a couple times. So, but other than that, not too much. So, Dave, I'm going to pull in the driveway here. I'm going to let you go back at your get ready for your meeting and keep warm and dry. And I'm sorry about your loss. I know it doesn't bring her back, so things are tough. So,
alrighty, it sounds like you got the roaming stuff working. I could never get the roaming stuff working, but that's cool that you were able to. All right, we'll talk to you later and catch up. KF8S.
Okay, have some that.
KCKGL Mobile.
And 8KPP Mobile.
KCKGL.
In a KPP. ADHDPL. Paul. You're on in 8KPP.
In 8KPP, not sure if you heard me. KEHPPB, statewide one.
Hey, everybody. This is my radio working good. I'm playing with my little hotspot. And I've hit a brain fart and I forgot how to do a lot of things.
No worries. Sounds like you got it working now. What's new with you?
Doing a lot of traveling, a lot of family stuff, driving over to Lansing, driving over to Kalamazoo area, just a lot of family-type stuff. So I haven't had much free time to play radio, and he went to see a movie tonight with the girls, so I decided I didn't want to go, which is not my thing, so I get to play radio for once in a long time.
Yeah, it's that time of year with lots of driving around the family and stuff, so that's a good thing, though, I suppose. I haven't been doing a ton of radio either, but I'm trying to pick up another XPR 5550 for a base station to put in the man cave, so hopefully the guy gets back to me and messages me back soon and I can pick that up, and maybe I'll even get it programmed before Christmas. Getting an antenna up is another story, but we'll see how it works out.
Yeah, very good. You know about those radios, right? Not to go over 209 if you don't have to. And then you can use both. But if you use it as a base, I guess it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's on 2.9. It's the same firmware and all that good stuff as my mobile is. So I should be able to pretty much clone it. I'm not sure. If I can't clone it, I should be able to practically drag and drop everything in CPS 16. So it should work out okay. And I'll still be able to use Bluetooth, which would be really nice.
Yeah, that does make it a lot nicer. So, yeah, I've got a couple of them that I've actually got some front panel programming for. This isn't the one. This is my other. I got an XBR 7550, and I got an E. But the older one, the non-E, I've actually got it programmed. There's firmware out there. If you put in the Latin firmware in there, you can actually front program it. And it's still all type accepted. You don't lose anything, you know, especially if we're sticking in the handbands. And but you can actually go in there and program it some.
So with that firmware and whatnot that you do, when you FPP something, does it retain that, or as soon as you change channels or turn it off, does it lose it?
It changes it. You have to search around, but you can find it, and it depends. If the radio gets too new, it can't be done. But this depends on the TMPA number of it. So when you get it, let me know, and I'll tell you. And then you just have to get, if you got a handheld, then you just use the keypad on the front of the handheld. If you have a mobile, then you can just buy the microphone.
So on those, can you change, like, if it's an analog, can you change the DL tone? Or can you change, like, thought groups or anything like that? Or what does it allow you to change besides the frequency?
It allows you to change the frequency. It'll allow you to change the PL tone. The only limitation that I found is, so let's say if you don't have a talk group in there. So let's say you're in Ann Arbor and you hit their repeater, which has got full access, because some of them do have full access to the Brandmeister thing, you know, so when you hit like 9-1 or whatever it is, you can go, you know, worldwide or 3100, you know, USA wide, America Link and all that other stuff. You're not able to manually program those in, but if you have them in there, okay, and most of the people really don't need them. If you're traveling around, you go, oh, look, like I know the Ann Arbor repeater. Oh, look, it'll take anything. And that's kind of cool, you know, and then you don't even have to disconnect it because if nobody says anything on it and just nobody transmits to it, you know, from within the entire area, it lets go after 15 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that'd be a nice feature to have. So I've got mine set up to be dual-purpose ham and GMRS, and it'd be nice if I could enter in PL codes, you know, from the keypad. And on the mobile, I've got the handheld control head, and then I've got the 7550 handheld as well. I'll be getting another one of those right around Christmas time. And I do want to get the base station, I do want to get the remote mic with the keypad on it, because I like to be able to SMS or text message in between the radios. So I'll have to see if I can snag one of those microphones.
Yeah, just a second. I'm going to go to one of my GMRS channels here real quick. Just a second. Not on this radio, on my other one. And I'm going to see what it lets me do. So I hit OK, and then I go to Utilities. I hit OK, and then it goes to Program Radio. I hit OK, and then my secret password, which is all zeros. Okay, and then I hit Edit Channel, hit OK. And then I have to find it just a second. G. And I get this one that I got did have a lot in it. Oh, I'm here. Just a second.
KEA-PBB standing by.
And a KPB. Okay, I went to GMRS Mount Clemens. I found it. This radio I got from a guy on Grand Rapids, and he had like lots of frequencies in it. I didn't want to change any of them because I was kind of nice. Reverse engineer it, you know. Yeah, I can change it. It lets me.
So it says RXTPL code and a TXTPL code, and they're all here, 131, 136, 141. So, yeah, it can be changed.
I've got one more question for you, then, if you've got that 7550 with you. Are you able to change the radio ID from the radio itself, or does that still have to be done from CPS?
Oh, you mean your talk group thing. Hold on here.
No, not the talk group, the actual radio ID. So, like, mine is showing up as probably 318-3036. Do you know if you can change that ID on the fly?
Let me take a look. Okay, you can't. But I remember seeing, and you probably know this, too. You're a pretty sharp guy. I remember seeing somewhere on the software that you could do an alias. Let me grab a digital channel here really quick.
Yeah, otherwise I think it's under radio settings, or it's under utilities, and then radio info is, I think, where you can find your ID.
You're talking on the software or on the radio itself?
The radio itself.
You cut yourself off. Try it again.
Sorry about that. On the radio itself, if you go to utilities, and then it's right under, it's right by settings. It's like radio info is where you can find the device ID.
Yeah, I did find my ID. Well, it shows my name, but what about the call number? Hold on. Yeah, my ID. Yeah, that's locked.
Okay, thanks for that info. I've got a couple of buddies who have ham licenses and DMR IDs, but they don't have DMR radios. They've just got P25 radios. And I wouldn't mind it if I could just throw their ID into the radio, from the radio itself, I'm on the radio for a while sometimes. So it's a little bit more pain in the butt when you've got to go open up the code plug and such.
Yeah, that's true. I could have swore I thought I saw an alias. You know, so if you got somebody that you consistently loaned it to, that's, you know, in your immediate family or whatever, I could have swore that I thought that you could put two in here, privacy alias. Privacy, yeah. I think you can, but that's done in the code plug itself, but I think you can only do two, like RAS alias. So I do believe that can be done within the code plug, but I think you can only throw one at it.
Okay, I'll have to do some Googling on the alias part of it, so we'll see. I'll be sure to let you know if that guy gets back to me soon and sells me the base station and whatnot.
Yeah, they make a really nice microphone base for that, or a speaker base for that radio, too. I'm sure you've already know that. That sounds really, really good. So the P25, is that still pretty popular by you guys? Because that's my next adventure, but I haven't had a chance to play with that yet. So I'm like you. I got a line on one, but I haven't been able to acquire it yet.
I haven't been on it in a couple of months, but the last I checked, it was practically dead. There was usually only one other guy that called out on the P25 system in Michigan. I want to say he was Grand Rapids area, too, but I haven't heard from him in a while. So the P25 system didn't get as much infrastructure, and then it didn't get as much popularity because, you know, the P25 radio is a little more difficult to come by, so it's relatively good, but it's still kind of nice to at least know how to do it.
Yeah, well, you know, and I agree with that. I know Sean's repeaters down here, the FBI network, all of his have got it. It does the double beep, and it's waiting for that command, but again, the same thing, you know, like you said, nobody's got them because they're, you know, if you do see them come across eBay or anywhere else, there's stupid money for what they are, and then the other thing is there's nobody else to talk to on them, and his, you know, all of his UHF stuff is interlinked, which is nice, you know, so I talk on the repeater in Richmond, it's the repeater down in Warren, or it's the repeater, I forget where the other ones are, Romeo, so it hits all of his repeaters that he's got, you know, all over the place, which is nice, but the P25 stuff isn't interconnected. So if you're talking on Richmond, the only person that's going to hear you on it is somebody in Richmond, and then again, you still don't have it. And, you know, the other thing, it's so cost prohibitive. But DMR sounds good. You know, the biggest, my biggest complaint with the DMR is that so many people just over-modulate. And I mean, like, my gosh, you're like one of the two people I talk to. You actually sound like a normal point of tone of voice. You got everything talked out. You know, it's like you spent some time tuning it in. And, you know, some of these guys, when I talk to them on digital, I just want to get away from them because it's like, and you say something, and they turn it down 1 or 2 dBs, and it's like, dude, you need like 10 dBs, you know.
Yeah, no, I get that. I think P25 sounds loads better than DMR, but it wasn't worth it. You know, DMR sounds okay, but nothing coming across P25 isn't worth it. So I made the switch to DMR, and yeah, I think the issue with the DMR sounding bad sometimes is because so many cheap Chinese radios are out there, and like you said, some of the guys have got them dialed in and they sound perfectly fine, but sometimes those cheap Chinese radios, how well the guys talk, it just blows everything out of the water, so it's definitely an issue, but yeah, the Motorola's sound a little bit better out of the box if you pay for it, so. All right, well, with that being said, I'm pulling into my buddy's house here. We're going to get a little bit of work done. So it was good talking to you. It's been a while. I'll try to keep you updated on if I pick up another Motorola soon. Get you PBB. I'll be clearing your file.
Take care. Have a great evening. Enjoy NAKPP.